All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Anthony.
Hello.
How can we help you, sir?
Well, I don't know. This girl, I've been dating a couple times. It was going so good. We had such good times, and now she's just not picking up my calls or answering my texts. I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, tell us about the last encounter you guys had.
It was good. I mean, she has this baby. She's had a kid, and I've been so helpful. I've been going, picking her up food, delivering it. I'm like her own personal Postmates driver, and I've been really helpful. That's really our last interaction.
You helping her out with the baby?
Yeah, I have. I'm trying to be a nice guy, show her that I'm responsible.
You think maybe you're coming on a little too strong and she's like, hey, listen, you're not the dad here, relax, or...
No, she hasn't said anything like that. She always thanks me when I go out and get her food or help in any way.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, well, you sound like a nice guy.
I mean, everybody always sounds nice on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm not trying to bring it down. I'm just, you know, just saying.
Melissa's saying you're a piece of shit.
Oh, I did not say that.
No, hey, listen, we'll try and call her and see if we can set something up, okay?
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just talked to Anthony, and he's been seeing this girl, Shelby, for a little bit, and Shelby has a baby. How old is the baby? Is it like a young baby or?
Yeah, it's maybe a month.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
This dude's just dating a girl with a baby that's
baby baby.
A baby baby. Yeah.
And she's interested in dating?
I mean, well, I was going to get to the part where he told that he's been her personal, he called himself her own personal Postmates, going out getting baby supply. She's probably just keeping him around because he's going out and doing errands and stuff, getting diapers and stuff. I'd let my wife have a boyfriend if he helped out with the baby right now. That's how crazy it is. But, so last time you said you just went and got some stuff for the baby, came back, hung out, and then, like, nothing?
Yeah, nothing. She won't pick up my calls, nothing.
Yeah, she found the new guy. She found a new guy who pays for diapers as opposed to just go pick some up.
I actually pay for a lot of the stuff, too.
Oh, man.
Okay, then.
You a bitch. Okay, stay quiet. We're going to call her right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Shelby?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Shelby. My name is Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. I know you're a busy woman. I can explain why we're calling.
Okay. From the radio station?
Yes. So listen, we got your phone number from a gentleman who likes you. He knows that you have a brand new baby. He likes you. He would love to take you out on a date. He thinks you need a night out. So listen to what we're offering here, okay? We're offering you a date at the place of your choosing. We'll pay for the whole thing. You tell us when you're free, and because you have a young baby, we'll even pay for somebody to watch the baby.
Oh, well, all right.
Sounds
really?
Good? Yes. We'll hook it up. Okay, so the guy, I'm even going to tell you the guy's name. His name is Anthony. I guess you've been hanging out with him, but he said that for some reason you haven't.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, he really likes you. He said you guys were hanging out, and then all of a sudden you kind of...
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I can't. I won't see. No, I'm not seeing him again. I already went out with him.
Yeah.
We know that.
He told us. And he said that he was very helpful.
Yo, he's a weirdo. I don't want to get into it, but it's not okay. I don't want to see him again.
Can you tell us why? Just so we can... We'll let him know. You'll get some closure.
All right. This is embarrassing. It was real awkward. Basically, so the last time we were messing around, like, we were really going at it. And he started kissing my chest. And here's the thing. Like, I'm breastfeeding right now. I just recently had a baby.
Yeah.
And he was really getting into it. And he, like, latched onto me.
Ooh.
Like, he's a weirdo. Like, I don't want a 300-pound man baby feeding off me. It's just not.
Wait, are you sure that's what he was doing?
I'm sure, because my milk was gone.
I mean, well, you know what, Melissa, we can actually, Shelby, Anthony's on the phone. We can ask Anthony.
Please, Anthony, please.
Anthony?
Oh, no.
Shelby, come on. How long was I down there? I don't...
A while, man. Like, it was a while.
Hold on, Anthony, you were drinking her formula out of her breasts?
Not my formula, my breast milk.
I mean, I'm sorry, her breast milk out of her breasts?
I don't know. I got in the moment.
I
guess so.
Ew.
That's weird.
Anthony, is that like a fetish you have? Or were you just like in the moment, like you were excited?
I always just wanted to do it. And this opportunity presented itself. And it's actually pretty good.
Okay.
Come on, Shelby. I've been buying you diapers, food, all this baby supplies. You're going to get mad because I want a little milk. It's good.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I didn't realize that was the deal. I'm sorry.
Well, now that you know that's the deal, how about you guys go back out and, you know, give him a couple squirts every now and then. He goes out, buy some diapers.
Are you serious right now? No. It was one of the most awkward moments of my life.
Well, pardon me for having a good time.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Getting freaky at the dinner table is, let's say, high risk, high reward. You know what I'm saying? But when it goes bad, it goes real bad. Listen to the one that happens tomorrow.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2A 1332.